Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah. Can you believe we've made it? It feels good, doesn't it? We've made it. It's Friday. All right. And it's time for your BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's Friday, March 18th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, Sky subscribers out there, are you ready for a little virtual reality? Now, Sky's actually been investing in virtual reality for about the last 3 years. So, yes, they definitely see this as the future of broadcast. And it was only just last year that Sky actually released their first 360-degree video report. But now it's official. They're no longer in experimentation mode. And they're ready to create a broad range of VR content in the realms of sports, news, movies, and other entertainment. Sports I can get. Movies I can also get. News? Virtual reality news? Okay. Sky went on to say it will release more than 20 VR experiences over the course of 2016, covering such sports events, say the Tour de France, oh yes, major cultural events, as they're calling it, and other arts and entertainment content. Twitter's algorithmic timeline. Yeah, I know, a lot of us, just turn that thing off, I don't really need it. A lot of us ain't gonna have that choice anymore because it's on by default. Thanks, Twitter. Starting yesterday, yep, they switched it on and, didn't tell anybody. However, though, the company did update its timeline help page and clarified how its new feed works and, of course, how users can opt out of it once again. You would think that they get the idea. Most users opt out of the experience in the first place. They didn't want anything to do with it. Now they're forcing it down our throats. Funny enough, Instagram also did the funny little similar thing this week. And its lovely little plans are with a new feed that will sort posts according to our interests. That feed, however, though, is currently in beta. The problem is, though, we won't have a choice to opt out of that one. So I guess we can count our blessings for a little bit right now. At least with Twitter, it's still optional. For how long? Who knows? Okay, we reported this week that iPhone 7, no antenna, lines at the back. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? It's just, it was a lie. Apparently, it was an Android phone set up to fake us all out. Yes, a Chinese smartphone manufacturer, imagine that, says that the image actually shows the back of its upcoming new smartphone. And it just happens to be an iPhone copycat. It's actually called the Meizu's Pro 6. So no, it's not even a number 7. And no, the phone is not commercially available yet. By God, they got a lot of free advertising though, didn't they? So no, maybe we don't know what the iPhone 7 is going to look right now, and hopefully it won't look exactly like the iPhone 6 or 6S. One thing's for sure though, if you're looking for a good old copy, yeah, Meizu seems to have one. Raspberry Pi fans got some fantastic fun news for you. Let's face it, it'd be nice to have a little old hard drive in the thing, wouldn't it? Well, let your dreams become reality. Because now there's a tiny little hard drive that's specifically made for your Raspberry Pi, and it's only going to set you back $45. Thanks to the folks over there at Western Digital. It's called the Pi Drive. How cute. And it's actually a 314-gigabyte spinning disk drive. Now, Western Digital says each Pi Drive comes with a Berry Boot already on board. Again, Berry. Beaut, how cute. So that you're able to quickly load applications, and also includes a special Western Digital apps for managing large storage devices. Of course, also with Berry Boot, it helps you install the operating system on board the drive. Basically, it gives you a boot menu so you can actually get to your operating system. All the life of Raspberry Pi just keeps getting better and better. And finally, immortality. Yes, it goes against Mother Nature in all aspects, but yet a lot of people want it. Now, definitely, this is not the all-in-one cure for it, but at least in some case, you'll continue living. If you want to become a tree in the afterlife, yes, that's right. The folks over there at Bios Intercube want to turn your dead body into a tree. Basically, what this thing is a biodegradable urn. And the plant management system, at least in theory, yes, that's it, just in theory, this thing hasn't taken off the ground yet, turns your ashes into plant food. And you guessed it, yes, of course, this is all available on their Kickstarter page. So how does this work? Well, you pick your tree of choice, just like you would your casket or urn or whatever. You add some soil to the inner cube, which I'm sure is sold separately. Filled up with water, somebody dumps your dead ass into the middle, put a sensor over the top, and it does everything by itself after that. Here's the kicker, though. Your friends and family family after you're gone, they can monitor your tree progress all via an app on their smartphones. And according to InterCube, the whole process of this whole getting ready to recycle urn will take about 20 days. After that, you take this big old planter thing out, then you go plant the tree somewhere. I guess all in all, I make fun of it. It's kind of a lovely little concept. I mean, heck, come on. We've buried people underneath trees for many, many years, or at least beside them. This is basically just taking that and putting it on steroids. If you've got a story and no one else listens, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out everything that's happening on the British Tech Network. BritishTechNetwork.com is your destination for that. You can also find out what's going around BTN by following British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get joined up with our BTN community over at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, yes, of course, it's Friday, so we're going to take the weekend off. You do the same. You deserve to. Don't worry, however, though, we'll be back Monday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Friday. Oh, yeah. And thank you very much for listening.